Shalom, and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman for the week of July the 13th, 2024, the 7th of Tammuz, 5784. This week's message was originally posted the week of June the 23rd, 2007, the 7th of Tammuz, 5767. It's entitled, Don't Be Stupid, and I'm reading from Shoftim, Judges chapter 11, verses 30 and 31. And Jephthah, made a vow to the Lord and said, If you will give the Ammonites into my hand, then whatever comes out from the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the Ammonites shall be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. The biblical book of Shoftim, Judges, includes some interesting stories and characters. It underscores for us the interpretive principle of prescriptive versus descriptive passages. Prescriptive passages provide general directives or life principles such as honor your mother and your father, or to give is better than to receive. Descriptive passages are those that describe an incident or provide dialogue without necessarily encouraging the reader to follow suit. This isn't always straightforward, allowing us to ponder these passages as we seek God to speak to us through them. The book of Shoftim, Judges, is especially challenging in this regard. Several of its characters, the apparent heroes of the story, engage in disturbing behaviors. Since these characters often appear to be divinely inspired to save the day, so to speak, the reader may be inclined to think that these behaviors are acceptable. When this passage was chosen to be part of the annual cycle of readings, it was decided to stop at the point when the hero wins the day, leaving out the disturbing part. Maybe the conclusion was just too embarrassing or too difficult to handle. Jephthah promised God that if God would give him victory in battle, then upon his return home, he would sacrifice whatever came out of the door of his house to meet him. That much we learn from this week's passage, but what is not included is what it was that met him upon his return. I don't know what Jephthah was thinking when he made his promise in the first place. Did he assume he would be met by one of his goats or sheep? As it turned out, it was his daughter. So what does he do? Does he say to himself, Oy vey, am I meshuggah, a crazy person? Forgive me, O Lord, for making such a rash vow. No, instead, he tells his daughter how bad he feels having to follow through with his promise. I could see some spiritually minded people attempting to justify Jephthah's action. After all, it was God to whom he made this promise. Of course, his daughter's death was tragic, but God is God, they might say, ignoring what God himself thinks about human sacrifice and murder. While we should keep our promises even when it's extremely difficult, it's never too late to stop ourselves from doing stupid things. An important aspect about descriptive passages, even though they are not prescriptive, is that we can still learn from them. The story of Jephthah and his daughter shows us how a person could be chosen and inspired by God to do great things, yet still say and do some of the most ridiculous and destructive things in the entire Bible. What should we learn from this? Are we to learn that if we are really spiritual, then we can get away with murder, both literally and figuratively? Or should we stop and realize that being spiritual doesn't automatically prevent anyone from doing stupid things? I suggest that as soon as we realize that we've gone down a foolish road, no matter how we got there or how far down that road we might be, it's never too late to change course. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter @TorahBites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitraot.